All right, welcome back. Saturday, 12:30 kickoff between Oregon and Oregon State. This is definitely odd for us.
The Civil War in September.
It's different for us. Here is our weekly visit with Oregon coach Dan Lanning, brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas. Coach, definitely weird for us. How different is a rivalry game in September for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know if you get enough time to let it really sink in. I mean, it's certainly different, but the same note, it's just the next game, too. So rivalry a little bit earlier is exciting for our guys, but doesn't change a ton. Just not eating turkey today, right? I guess that's the difference.
Oh, yeah.
You could. I mean, I suppose you could have turkey, right?
Yeah, why don't you do that? Make it feel like more like
keep
the real
it norm.
Thing.
It's a good thought. Maybe you should.
Does the move to the Big Ten in this game in September, does it hurt the rivalry from your perspective?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't really think about that sort of stuff. Rivalry's alive in my mind.
Okay. Well, you played a ranked Oregon State team in each of the last two seasons. Now they've got a new coach. It's a different look. What do they look like on film this year as opposed to the last 2 years?
Well, I think they still look like a team that has an identity. You know, I think that's something I always think about when I think of Oregon State is, you know, the job that they do of putting themselves in position to win games by, you know, not being the flavor of the week team, right? They clearly figure out their strengths and they do a good job leaning into it. And it seems like Coach Bray has done a great job with that again this year.
I mean, obviously they want to run the ball, but I mean, you guys do too. Is that just no matter where you're at, unless you're running some sort of air raid, isn't kind of football boiled down to run the ball, stop the run for most teams?
Maybe most. You know, I think that's the coach's job at each place is figuring out, hey, what are your strengths and how can you lean into them? What gives you the best chance to win football games? And I certainly think that there's a formula. If you can run the ball effectively, that's going to give you a better chance to win games.
So I know, and in the second half there, you guys got it going a little bit, you know, take out the sack yards. The run game actually put up good numbers. How close are you guys to getting the run game where you want it on that consistent basis?
Oh, I guess we'll find out Saturday, right? Like you'd have to go do it on game day. So, I think the biggest thing is we've hurt, you know, shot ourselves in the foot, a couple times when we've had, you know, successful plays going and they get called back because of a penalty here or miscommunication here. So it's certainly something you have to be a successful team. And we'll see what it looks like on Saturday. Our guys have done a good job this week in practice. It's got to carry over to the games, though.
You guys had a couple really big shots against Boise State. A lot of times when you run the ball, you can get that safety down in the box. You get some one-on-ones. Is that kind of what happened with some of those big shots? Or was that just, you know, opportunity and your guys making plays?
Probably a combination of a little bit of both, you know. Try to make sure a team can't make you play, you know, left-handed. But when you see opportunities to take advantage of shots, you got to go take advantage of them. I thought our guys did a good job of that. And, you know, one of those was a great kill and call by, you know, Coach Stein where he caught him in a pressure and was able to get an advantageous look out there on the perimeter. And, you know, Dylan making a great throw, Trayshawn executing. So a lot of things falling in sync, but it's probably a combination of both things.
Well, you weren't joking about Ashton Gentry. My goodness. That guy.
He's pretty good.
He's incredible.
I tried to tell you, man.
You did. Wow. I'm stunned that he plays at Boise State. Like, I was reading a little bit about him. Not to bog this down, but did you try to get him out of there? Did you recruit him at all?
No, I mean, he was there before before I ever got here at Oregon. You know, he is a talented player for sure, and I think anybody who's watched him play can see that.
Well, how does Oregon State's run game compare to Boise's? I know, obviously, they don't have Ashton Gentry, but are there similarities there? Is it a completely different style that you're going to have to try to tackle this weekend?
No, there's some similarities. You know, they're both teams use 12 personnel, which is going to give you longer three and, you know, four-man services. They both like the duo play and stretch play. So there's some similarities. And they have two really good capable backs as well.
Yeah, and on the downside of things, I don't think anyone will kick the ball to you guys for the rest of the year. So kudos on the two special teams play. But if I'm playing you guys, I'm sorry, that ball is going six yards out of bounds every single time.
Well, if that's the case, that's it. That's an advantage in itself too, right? It's going to give you better field position if teams are kicking away from you. So hopefully get an opportunity to make another positive play on special teams. But if you don't, that means that they're probably giving you an opportunity to have better field position.
Now, can we talk about the real key to the game? Can we talk about your closing speed? Because I mean, how are the hammies feeling? Coach, you were trucking there.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good. I you know, luckily, I don't have to play any snaps for the Ducks. I'm not fast enough to do that. But every once in a while, it feels good to go open it up and see if you can still run a little bit. You know,
that's scary though because there's no stretching or anything. Are you like? I mean, you go from 0 to 100 yeah. there. Like that's one of those you got to be careful as you get older, Coach. You know, you pop a hammy on national TV. You're not living that one down.
You ever see a cheetah stretch? Right? Wow. You got to stretch. I'm good.
That's right. Right. Gets out and run. It's like being sick. It's a choice, right? Pulling a hamstring's a choice. Right.
Amen. Amen. You're speaking my language.
This is Dan Lanning here from Oregon. Ducks, Beavers on the Fan Saturday. Power rank the level of annoying for a head coach. A dumb turnover, a poorly timed penalty, or dropping the ball before the goal line?
Ooh, gosh. Yeah, all bad, all very bad things. And none of them are good things, but turnovers and losing the ball before it gets to the end zone are obviously huge.
Did the kid who picked up the ball, I got to know this. Did he do that because it was just sitting there or did he know, was that coached?
Well, we show at every fall camp. We show and more than that, you know, We show that example, and obviously as a situation I never would have guessed would have happened with our team because it is something we spent time on, but it happened, and I think it's just a great example of getting caught up in the moment. No, that's certainly not his character. Probably one of the last guys on our team I'd ever pick for that situation to show up, but it's something we can grow and learn from, and you know, Jay Lamar was obviously watching and paying attention while we went over that and film and picked the ball up. So big time move by him.
Well, help us understand. What did Noah say? What is the anatomy of a guy who does that? Is he just so excited that he drops it? Like what happens?
No, you know, really here's the reality is you're so hyped up and excited that you feel like you've already crossed the end zone, right? It's not, it's certainly not an intentional. I'm dropping the ball the minute I walk in. He, in his mind, you know, he's running as fast as he can, and he feels like he's already 3 yards, 4 yards into the end zone. But good learning moment, you know, for him, and certainly one that we have to coach better.
How tired of you are answering questions about the offensive line at this point in the year? Is that something that we could do without for the rest of the season?
Well, it means we're doing something right if you're not asking it, right? But when we perform the way that we need to perform, then you guys will stop asking the questions. So that's on me to get it to where you stop asking about them, right?
No, that's
and
true.
That's part of the job. You guys get to ask questions about things that you think you see or don't see, but we get the opportunity to stop those questions from happening by the way we perform. So once we earn that, then you guys will probably stop asking about it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of armchair offensive line coaches out there now.
Oh, yeah.
We hear from. Oh, man, yeah. You know, we shield them from you, but, man, they're out there. Is Matthew Bedford ready to go at least?
You know, I think it'll be a game-time decision for Matt. He's been able to practice for some this week, do some things out there on the field. We'll have to evaluate what he looks like, you know, when we get out there.
Okay. So last one on that, but it sounds like we'll continue to see a rotation here for a little bit till a group kind of solidifies itself, correct?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Tune in on Saturday.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. Tune in on Saturday.
There, yeah, absolutely. Watch the game.
Last question I had for you about Oregon State was, what are they running out at quarterback? Scout what they're doing under center.
Yeah, McCoy's really a talented player. He's a guy that we actually got to watch a good amount. You know, he was at Idaho last year, so that being our first team, we got to watch a lot of his film. You know, last year he's a guy that can extend plays, can run, a good decision maker, you know, protects the ball, but is definitely dangerous with the ball in his hands and has proven to be a good quarterback for them this year.
Talking about your quarterback, it's funny because it's like, you know, armchair quarterbacks, people love to criticize your guys' offense. He's completing 84% of his passes. He's got like 177 quarterback rating. I mean, the numbers are damn near.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah, right. It's weird in that, like, when you look at kind of the results versus the stats, where can his game go? Where can this get better? Because from just a raw numbers standpoint, it doesn't look like there's a lot of room to get better.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I know Dylan knows, hey, here's the things that I can improve and get better. I think when we're operating within the system, he's obviously making some great decisions. He's very accurate. He's done a good job of taking care of the ball. And with that being said, we did have a turnover last week. We've given up, you know, more sacks than we have in the past. And I think those are things that you can, you know, dial back and say, okay, how can I be better at my position? And I promise you those are things that he's doing. So continue to make great decisions, protect the ball, and let's make sure we don't go down with it in the backfield, and we'll put ourselves in great situations.
Can we play the new fun game of what you're doing right now? Because I hear a sound that sounds like a Nerf gun or something. Like, where are you and what are you doing?
I literally just walked in the house, and I'm kind of sitting here in the back room waiting to get off the phone with you guys, and I hope that doesn't sound.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I don't mind talking to y'all, but yeah, like I just got home and ready to go see the family, so okay. I'm kind of just hitting the ground here.
You're in family mode.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was being a distraction. I was hoping you didn't hear it. So
hoping like one of the kids was shooting you with it. I think it'd be fantastic if one of your kids was trying to cap you with a Nerf gun when you walked in the door.
But what is that sound?
Titan is about to go to a football practice here in a second, so I'm just kind of killing time. But yeah, I'm sitting here in a chair and I'm kind of banging a golf club on the ground.
The golf club. Okay.
But I'm not hitting it.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you go. You know, you're.
that's on me though. I apologize. I didn't realize it was making a loud noise there.
No, I just was racking my brain about what the heck that was.
That's the sad part about us, Coach, is other people ask you about the O-line. We're fascinated just on your 40 time and what you're doing
in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
literally just walked to the door. Thursday is kind of like coach's heaven, right? Like it's the, you get done a little bit earlier in the day. We're a morning practice team, so this is my chance to make some recruiting phone calls on this day. And then I get to go watch Titan practice here in a second, which I'm pretty excited to go do.
Good. All right. Well, enjoy that. And good luck on Saturday. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right. Bye. Unitas Community Credit Union, like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas.
I love it. You ever see a cheetah stretch? No, you just go.
That's a great line.
That is a great line.
Because maybe they do stretch, though, is the thing.
I think they just run.
I mean, my dog stretches.
Yeah.
Down dog.
Yeah, they have to do like a good morning sort of thing.
Yeah.
I would be terrified standing, if at any given point I'm just standing there and you said sprint as hard as you can, like, I'm terrified. Of what might happen.
Yeah, no, it's like baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to pull a hammy.
Exactly. And I work out every day, and I feel like I'm in good shape, but you know what I never do? I don't sprint. If I'm sprinting, I'm being chased by something, and I think about that sometimes. Whenever you see a big play like that, you see the coach running down the sideline, I am shocked that we've never seen someone full-on
snipered.
I mean, and let me just, if that ever happened, it would be the single greatest moment in college football history.
It would be pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. It would be funny.
Someone running down the sideline, bam!
Do Duck fans, I guess we can come back here. We've got the Dan Lanning postgame show next.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Hell yeah. Great Dan Lanning drop. If you're a Duck fan, because that was as...
Look, he's not thrilled with the first 2 weeks.
That is as
tight?
What?
Tight? Was that kind of tight?
What is the word for that? He was not into it today.
No, he's just
and
short.
Maybe it's that he was at home. I usually think that he's in his office, but he was home. He was kind of checked out of football, maybe.
Waiting to, you know.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like if you're a Duck fan sitting there going, he's in a bad mood. This is great. We're gonna win by 30. I don't know.
As if the coach being in a mood affects the way the teams are going to play.
Well, that's how fans think.
I just think it's, how about this? I think it's been an intense week of practice.
Yeah, he was ready to shut her down, I think.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning. Good stuff. All right.
And yeah, someone bringing out the Joe Pa run. That is the greatest run in college football history, but that was not a,
yeah,
that wasn't a hamstring. That was the
Do
oopsies.
You have the balls to ask Dan Lanning if he's ever had a moment like that in football?
Probably not this week. Let's wait like for a
well, you can't, you don't have any more access to him this week.
No. I'm saying like, you got to wait for like a big win, you know?
You're saying you're picking your spots.
You got to pick your spots up.
Bye week next week.
Yeah, maybe we'll see how the Civil War goes. And then maybe that. It's a bold question. Coach, you ever had bubble guts on the sidelines?
Yeah, when's the time you had to go number two so bad you had to do something about
it? I'm guessing he tells me that it's a choice. I'm guessing he says that diarrhea is a choice.
You just decide to put it off until you can get back to the locker room?
Getting sick's a choice. Pulling a hamstring's a choice. I'm guessing that.
Okay.
You ever see a cheetah have to stop in the middle of chasing a gazelle to take a moment? No, man. Adrenaline kicks in.
All right. The Dan Lanning postgame show next on The Fan.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?